You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has denied his government has fallen short in tackling the drought, crippling regional and rural Australia. Mr. Morrison is insisting he's doing all he can to help drought-stricken communities across the country during an interview with Sydney radio host Alan Jones.
We want the farmers and the communities to be able to get through this drought, but we can't kid ourselves that there's a magic wand and a magic cash splash that is going to make this thing
We gave Indonesia $1 billion and without asking any questions.
We're doing more than that in the drought, Alan. We're doing seven times that.
It followed a phone call to the radio show from farmer Mark Holman from the far western New South Wales town of Bourke. He delivered a tearful and personal plea to the Prime Minister.
Give us some bloody hope, Scott. My town is dying. The country's dying and you're not giving us hope.
His phone call triggered a flurry of calls from other fired-up farmers. Mr. Holman told SBS News the drought is pulling families apart.
The desperation of our community is immense. It cannot be overrated. People have to come out here and see it to see how dire we are out here. Mate, this is the worst this country's ever been in. There is no hope at all for our community. Our community will die. It is that simple.
Scott Morrison told farming families at the National Farmers Federation 40th anniversary gala dinner last night it's the opposition that is oversimplifying what the government can do to help.
They're not being upfront with you and they're not being honest with you. They're leading you on. They're having a loan. And they're making your burden even harder to carry, and I won't have that. And I won't do it.
Labor's Shadow Agriculture Minister Joel Fitzgibbon calling on the Prime Minister to admit his future drought fund hasn't delivered.
My question is to the Prime Minister. When will the Prime Minister admit that his future drought fund hasn't delivered and will never deliver 1 cent directly to desperate farming families?
The Prime Minister has the call.
The future drought fund is not to provide direct financial assistance payments to farmers. It's there to provide direct support for water resilience projects to plan for the future. This is a comprehensive response, and I would just simply appeal to the member for Hunter to support the government's initiatives which are reaching out to farmers and just stop being such a dill.
Meanwhile, Labor today answered calls from the crossbench calling for the Parliament to join other nations and declare a climate emergency, despite not having a climate policy of its own.
Well, we're not the government. Newsflash, newsflash. We're not the government. They are.
You've still got to have policies. They are.
We will have our policies and they'll be based upon the science.
It followed Greens MP Adam Bandt's move to get the crossbench climate emergency motion up in the House of Representatives, but it failed 72 votes to 65. It comes as Labor reversed its opposition to the government's big stick energy policy in return for a guarantee there'll be no privatisation. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese tried to explain his party's backflip on the controversial policy.
Could you properly explain your sudden capitulation?
Well, can you explain your sudden burst of rhetoric compared with the facts?
Well, it's a backdown, isn't it, as Phil is explaining.
No, it's not. This is very different legislation.
Legislation both sides hope will drive power prices down. Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.